qualifiers today. We've got Alex and we've got my daughter Bella. There was four, but they are unfortunately very poorly, so they're going to be moved to the later date. But let's do the birthday box. Is there anyone here, any young ones with a birthday coming up or just been? Any little ones? Ava, it's not your birthday. No, not next. It's the week after. We can sing to Ava if you want. There is Charles on Wednesday though, so we can sing to him. Anyone else? Come on down. Okay, let's just sing then. Oh, she's here. Hello. Are we ready to sing? Ian, are we ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. When is your birthday? This Friday. Well, happy birthday for this Friday. So let's do the verse. We've got Psalm 150, I believe. No, we haven't. Let all things praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. I don't have this version. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with a sound of trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So church, before we start the service, let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you've woken us up again, which means you've got purpose for us, you've got a plan for us, Lord. You are the author of today, tomorrow, and our future. So no matter what it says in the book that you've written for us, we trust you, Lord, with our lives. Lord, we thank you for the breath in our lungs, shelter, food, water, love, the strength you give us every day. And today, most importantly, we thank you for salvation. Lord, we pray over the ones that are going to get baptized today. And we also pray for the ones that couldn't make it today as well. The enemy's thought he won, but he really, really hasn't. You are Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. The enemy will never, never win. They will be baptized and they will publicly declare that you are Lord. So, Father, we ask that you go before this service. As we praise your name, Lord, we lift your name up. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you do and all that you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's go.
Greatest day in history, let us meet a new house.
sins
alive. The
empty cross. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. Yours, Jesus, you are mine. Endless joy, perfect peace. Every pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. Wash my sin away, oh, happy day, happy day, I'll never be the same. Thank you. God who comes to save is here to set the captives free. For who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before Him. Our God is the Lamb, the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chain, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before Him. The Lord Almighty. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord? Our God is the Lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting battles, and every knee will bow before Him. Our God is the Lamb, the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before Him. Speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is love. Stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, to every soul captive by depression. I speak Jesus. Your name. every stronghold. Shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
Shout Jesus
from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Shout Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. And Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is
life.
Oh yes, Jesus. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Clear the stage, I need some space. Thank you. Tom. Good morning, church. Are we excited to be here this morning?
Yes.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're here to rejoice and be glad in it. And this is a very special day because we're here to witness the baptism of Alex and Bella. Amen. Now before we invite them to come and share their testimony, I want us to pause at this moment for a word of prayer. As Lacey mentioned at the start of the service, we were due to have four baptisms this morning. And Francesca Jack, thank you. Francesca and Jack were due to be baptized today. But Francesca got in touch with me yesterday and said, Nathan, I'm so upset, but we've been struggling all week with sickness. And they've developed a sickness and a flu, and they had to go into hospital. And their young children, also Myla and Jackson, they came down with this sickness as well. And it seems to be going around. I've been taken out by it this whole week. I'm trying to recover myself. Anna's come down with it now as well. So we're going to pray for them and pray that God's blessing will be on them. She told me yesterday that young Myla was not feeding well throughout the day yesterday, so they had to take her to hospital. But we're praying that God will give them a full recovery, aren't we? And in a few weeks' time, we have another baptism. And we pray that all being well, that they'll be well enough to come and be baptized and make a public declaration of their faith. Amen. So let's pray for them now. Let's pause and pray for Jack and also for Francesca. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are the God who is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. You're able to exceed our expectations and even our imagination. So Lord, we come on behalf of these dear ones, this precious family, and we ask in the name of Jesus, as we've been singing, that you would be their healer, that Lord, that you would intervene, Lord, on their behalf, and that you'll bring healing and restoration to their bodies. Lord, we pray for the young children. Oh Lord, we know that whenever little children are sick, Lord, it can bring a lot of, Lord, pain and frustration and anguish to the parents. But we pray, Lord, that they would be surrounded by your peace even now, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. We ask now, Lord, if they're providing care at the hospital, that, Lord, they'll get exactly the right care that they need, that they can make a full recovery, and shortly that they'll be able to return home and get back to normalcy. So, Lord, we just surround them now with prayers, and we thank you that, Lord, soon and very soon, that, Lord, if you should desire and will, then in a few weeks that they'll be able to come and be baptized in your name and make that public declaration of their faith. We ask all of these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Let's continue to pray for Francesca and also for Jack and for the children as well. Before I invite Alex to come and share his testimony, we're going to turn this church into a big choir. Is that okay? We're going to have one final song. This is a song that I was raised on, my dad's favorite song. He would often do this at the church. And we're going to make one big choir. And it's a very simple song. And I'm going to give you some instructions. But what we're going to do is we're going to have the downstairs section and the upstairs section of the choir. So you're going to have different parts, okay? So on the lower level, you're going to repeat after me. You're going to do this. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Upstairs, you're going to sing, praise ye the Lord. Downstairs, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. One more time, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise. Okay, good. Now, second part, upstairs, you're going to start this time. You're going to say, praise ye the Lord. Downstairs, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Everyone, praise ye the Lord. You got it? You got it? All right, let's go from the top. But now, listen. If we're going to sing it, we've got to do it with everything we have, okay? Let's sing it like it's our favorite team playing, right? Let's sing it with everything we have, okay? We're singing this for the Lord. We ready? Let's stand, let's stand, let's do it, let's stand and do it together. We sing better when we stand. So downstairs. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Upstairs. Guys. Hallelujah. Upstairs, praise ye,
hallelujah.
Pray,
hallelujah.
Everybody, praise ye the Lord. One more time, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Upstairs, that's better. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. One more time for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Upstairs, praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise. Everybody together.
Praise.
the Lord. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. All right, please do take your seats. We're now going to have Alex's song. And he has chosen a song that we're going to play now on the screen. And his song is If It Wasn't For Jesus. And after we hear this song, then Alex is going to come and share his testimony.
If it wasn't for your love, since I've
share your testimony. Why?
December 1st, 2024, I nearly lost my battle with mental health. I was truly lost. Purpose, I fired everything. Good job, my business, fiance, friends, family, and suddenly broke down and not the beer anymore. God showed me mercy and faith and gave me reason to still be here. I survived a hardship, proved it, and made a good Christmas. Since mental health and family and remembering that Jesus come to bring light to the darkness. Christmas Day 2025, I sat in this very church. I'd always known God, I studied at school, I'd been present to the Lord on that day before. This day was the first time I truly prayed for his help. I said, God, please show me why I'm still here. I've no family, no children, no faith, no purpose. Take me, show me something. About 2025, God answered that prayer. Showed me signs everywhere. I excelled at work and the success. I appeared on stage and worked for people even after I was a child. I was reminded of God. My life, and even as a blessing came, faced betrayal and disloyalty. Strangely, it came to light during this week, faced to be baptized. Truly and deeply hurt me, and I was reminded that even Jesus experienced betrayal somewhere close to me. Bear with me, my quotation is slightly off there. In Luke chapter 22, verse 38, Jesus says, Judas, for you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss. In Matthew 15, even with a moment of pain, Jesus still popped with his breath. I heard, as I was going through that struggle, it was part of the Bible, which was actually encoded in the box. Romans 8:18, that our present suffering was preparing for it to us, his first carrying of the Bible of God.
Amen.
And in September,
Just before he's baptized, for those you know who you are, who have been asked to pray for Alex, please make your way to the side here, and we'll pray for Alex after he comes out of the water.
Do you believe in one God, Father, Son? Do you believe in Jesus Christ as the Savior? Do you commit yourself to following and serving Christ in this church? And your own request, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy
just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Amen. To God be the glory. Well, now we're going to have a young lady by the name of Bella. Come on up, Bella. Actually, no, sorry. First, we're going to have your song that you've selected. So, Gratitude. Are we playing it or is it coming through this? We're playing it. So we're going to hear her song, Gratitude, and then she's going to come and share her testimony.
Sure, I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing His song as I often do, but every song was said. Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, have nothing else fit for a king, except for the heart sings in hallelujah, hallelujah. I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship You. So I throw up my hands and praise You again and again. For a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, my soul, oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. 'Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. 'Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. My soul, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. 'Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. So
So I fill up my hands and praise you again and again. Cause all that I have is a hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but nothing else is for a king except for a heart singing hallelujah.
Bella, come and tell us why you want to be baptized.
Hello, my name is Bella and I'm 8 years old. I was christened as a baby, but growing up I didn't know a lot about Jesus. 2024, I came to Sittingbourne Baptist Church with my mum and sister to support shares at her baptism. I didn't know what to expect, but when I was there, I felt really happy and peaceful. I liked being in church so much, I asked my mum if we could keep coming. I watched my mum find faith in Jesus and get baptised, and I saw a change in her a lot. She became kinder, happier, and more loving. That made me want to know Jesus too. After that, my dad, Jack, and his girlfriend also found Jesus, and today they was going to be baptised, but they're ill. But this makes me very happy. I believe God used me to help bring my family closer to him, and that makes me feel proud and thankful. I like talking about Jesus at school and telling people how much he loves us. Jesus saved me and my family, and I'm never alone. I love Jesus, and I'm thankful he brought my whole family to him. We are chosen and we are loved. Amen.
Nothing else before a king,
except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. So that I have is the hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. Beautiful. Matthew chapter 19. In Matthew chapter 19 and verse number 13, you see these words. Gospel according to Matthew. It reads like this. Then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked him. And Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." The kingdom of what? Heaven. It belongs to such as these little children. And verse 15 says, when he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. Jesus, he taught a very important lesson here in this wonderful story. The disciples of Jesus, his key lieutenants, if you will, that were out doing his plan and his will, they saw that some little children had come to have a word with Jesus. Some little children wanted to come and know Jesus. Some little children wanted to come and get to know Jesus for themselves. And in their own estimations, as adults and as disciples, they felt that the Messiah, God in flesh, the Son of God, should not really waste his time dealing with little children. They felt that the master, Jesus, because he was very busy and he had a very hectic schedule, that he had to go about teaching the masses and preaching the kingdom of God and healing the sick and delivering out demons. And they felt that you've got a lot on your plate, Jesus. You don't have time to spend with little children. You've got more important matters on the agenda. After Jesus heard what the disciples were saying, he was not very happy. Looked at them and said, "I rebuke you." In other words, what he's saying is, "I want to correct your mindset. I want to correct your mentality. Because the way that you are thinking is not kingdom principles. You are thinking you are basically thinking how the world perceives things to be. We think that little children, all they do is want to run around and play and use crayons. And nowadays, I'm telling my age, now it's no longer crayons, it's iPads. And even yesterday, I was horrified that my near just four-month-year-old is now able to touch my phone screen and change things on my phone. Thinking, you were just born the other day. It's scary. But Jesus says something so amazing. "I don't want you to send the children away from me. I know you think that you're doing the right thing by saying that because I'm busy and I've got other matters to deal with, other adult matters. But I never want you to think that I don't have time for little children. Because you can learn a lot from little children. What can you learn from little children? Well, one of the main things that you can learn from children that is so fundamental for us in coming to know God is children have childlike faith. Children have childlike trust. That is the right kind of ingredients for us to get to know God for ourselves. And as Bella was baptized today at the age of 8, as I was thinking about it earlier, I was just getting so emotional. And I was speaking to my wife and saying, man, I remember when I was baptized at 10. A young little boy. I was so short that they had to carry me into the baptistry. My feet could barely touch the bottom. But I had, even at that age, didn't have all the answers, didn't have all the knowledge, still don't have now. But what I did have was childlike faith and trust, just like Bella, to simply open my heart to say, God, would you come into my life? We can learn a whole lot from children. Children have the energy, the buzz, and they even don't have that fear that sometimes we develop in our adult years that can hold us back from wanting to learn something new. Children want to learn. Children want to grow. Children want to develop their understanding. And Bella, at the age of 8, she set the precedent for us today that you don't have to wait until you're 25, 35, 45 to get to know Jesus. But even at the age of 8, hallelujah, you can open your heart to Christ. And the good news is, church, even if you are 8 or 88, he will not send you away. The Lord has time for the 8-year-old, and he has time for the 28-year-old, and he has time for the 88-year-old. Yes. Aren't you glad that Jesus has time for you? Despite our weaknesses, despite the things that we've done wrong in this life, Jesus takes the time to want to get to know us. I'm so glad that at a young age, when I was even running from the Lord, my parents would bring me to church week by week. I went through Sunday school. And yes, I was even baptized at a young age, but I have to confess that I spent a lot of my younger years, although I had a faith in God, but I was running away from my purpose. I wanted to do other things, things that I felt was the right things for me to do. I wanted to go out with my friends and do all host of other things that was not a part of God's will. I was running away from the ark of safety, running away from the plan that God had for me. But I'm so glad that at the age of 16, the Lord sent me a reminder from heaven that it's not your will. It's not your will, Nathan. It's not what you plan and what you desire to do, but it's about my agenda, the kingdom agenda. I'll never shall forget, I've shared this many times with our youth, but when I was often in secondary school, we used to go to this, what was an illegal dance hall. It was an illegal rave for underage kids, and it was in New Cross in Southeast London. We used to go there on Fridays and Saturdays. Every Friday, Saturday, me and my friends, we would go from school to this underage rave in called Dillinger's in New Cross. We would go with our friends. We thought it was the fun thing to do. We would hang out. There were girls there. We would have a lovely time. And on one specific occasion, church, as I would normally go with my friend Aaron, every week we would go to Dillinger's in New Cross. And on this one occasion, it just so clashed with a church event that was taking place in Birmingham. And my mum said, Nathan, you have to go to this church event. You have to go. You got no choice in the matter. And although I was begging her, mum, please, I want to go with my friends. I want to do what they're doing. I want to have fun with my friends. I don't want to go to church on Saturday night? Why can't I have some fun with my friends? My mom said, no, you're going to church. So I went reluctantly to church, friends. I made my way with my dad to Birmingham. And I remember sitting in the car with a grumpy face all the way to Birmingham. And as I arrived at church and I sat through that service, and I have to be honest with you, I was not engaged with what was going on. My mind was elsewhere. I had a frown on my face. I didn't want to worship, didn't want to lift my hands in praise to God. I was in a bad, disobedient attitude and mindset. And as I went home after the service, first thing I'd done was to call my friend Aaron and to say, Aaron, what happened? Tell me, how was the party? Who was there? What was happening? What was going on? I need to know. I missed it. Aaron said to me, I'm so glad you didn't come, Nathan. I said, why? He said, police turned up. Two people got stabbed. One person died. That place has never been opened ever again. The owners went to prison. It was just a total disaster. And from that day, it's like the Lord began to open my eyes. I began to think, that could have been me. The one weekend that I didn't go, every other weekend that I went, I was safe, nothing happened. But the one weekend that I was not there, chaos. And that place has never been opened ever again. It was at that moment that I began to realize your life is not your own. Your life belongs to God. And you can run, but you can't hide. Because when God has a plan for your life, yes, you can run. Yes, you can try and get away from the plan like Jonah. But you can run, but you can't hide from God. And I want to encourage anyone here today, maybe like me, you've been running away from God. As Alex testified earlier, you can open your heart to a whole host of many things in this world, but it doesn't truly give you satisfaction until you open your heart to Jesus and allow him to come into your life, and then he can take the wheel. He can start to steer you in the right direction. Maybe there's a young lady, you're running away from your purpose. You're running away from your call because of fear. I'm here to encourage you. If you, like a child, even like an 8-year-old Bella, will have the courage to say, Lord, come into my life. Lead and guide me. I may not have all the answers, but if you would lead and guide me, then I am going to trust you all the way. And I'm here to encourage you that when you trust in him, he will never lead you astray. I had no idea at the age of 16 what the Lord had planned for my life. But I was willing at that age to say, Lord, whatever you have planned for my life, it may not fit with what I want, but I'm willing to trust you and obey. I'm willing for you to take the will and to steer me in the way that you want and where you want me to go. As I close this short message this morning, I'm here to encourage you. The Lord has a plan for your life. But the question is, are you going to run away from him? Or are you going to say, Lord, here I am. Use me. If an 8-year-old can have the courage to say, Lord, you can use me. And who's to say that anyone else here today can't be used of God? Bella, at a young age, was willing to be used of the Lord Jesus. That now her mom is in church. Now her dad is in church. Her family is in church. Because of a young 8-year-old's witness and courage to share the love of God. And not a parent bringing children to church here, but this is a young child who has won her parents to the Lord. Isn't that amazing? That's powerful. Hallelujah. But it all starts with trust. It all starts with simply allowing the Lord to come into your life. and saying, Lord, I believe you. I trust you. I'm going to open my heart to you. I know we live in a time where trust is easily broken. And I know at times that people in this life can let us down. But there's so many people in this church that can testify and guarantee that although people may let you down, the Lord Jesus will never let you down. That's a guarantee. He will never let you down. Doesn't mean that life will always be easy, but he is a faithful God. He will never leave nor forsake you. We're going to draw this service to a close, and we're going to close out in praise and worship. But before we do that, we'll be remiss today, after witnessing these wonderful baptisms, if we do not give an opportunity for someone to come and know Jesus for themselves. If you have the faith like a little child to reach out your hand and say, Lord, here I am. I'm going to place my life in your hands. Then today you can know Jesus for yourself. You can be saved. You can know the forgiveness of your sins. Just like Bella, just like Alex, you can start on a new journey with him today. Is there anyone here today that wants to know him for yourself? Please raise your hand. If you want to know Jesus Christ for yourself, we'd love to pray for you today. Would there be one today that wants to know Jesus? Would there be one? Are there any believers here today that you're a believer but you've not yet been baptized and you want to be baptized? Yes, Sarah wants to be baptized. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We'll talk to you after, Sarah, about baptismal classes. That's so exciting. We have a number of baptisms coming up. Who wants to? Violet, you want to be baptized? Amen. Praise God. Amen. We'll have a word with you after, Violet, that this is good news. You see how baptisms, even young Bella, Alex, are inspiring others, that they too can be baptized. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you that salvation is in this house. And Lord, we do thank you that you're not concerned about status in life, age, but as long as we can have that understanding of you, then you, Lord, want to do great things in our lives. We thank you that even as children, we can come to you. Whether we are a young child, you will not turn us away because you love us and you have a great plan for our lives. So I thank you that even for those now that want to respond to baptism and want to go through baptismal classes and be baptized shortly, we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the power that the witness of baptism brings to this church and to this community, a public declaration of our faith in Jesus. We pray for many more, Lord, that this baptismal pool will be very busy this year, that many more lives will be baptized in your name and make that declaration of faith. Lord, we celebrate with heaven today for the good news that many lives are coming to know you, not just in this place, but all around the world. And we humbly pray for more. More lives to come to know Jesus. We pray this in your name. Amen. 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 We're going to close out in praise and worship. Now, please do join us for teas and coffees in the lounge. If you don't have to shoot off, I know it's raining outside, so you might want to hang around a little bit longer anyway. But there'll be teas and coffees in the lounge and a chance to catch up in fellowship. And the worship team are going to play some songs, so feel free to sing along and worship the Lord with us.
soul. I won't be quiet, my God is alive. How could I keep it inside? Praise the Lord, oh my soul. I'll praise cause you're sovereign. Praise cause you reign. Praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I praise cause you're faithful. Praise cause you're true. Praise cause there's nobody greater than you. I praise.
I praise cause you're sovereign.
Praise cause you reign. Praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I praise cause you're faithful.
Praise cause you're true.
Praise cause there's nobody. Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
I won't be quiet,
my God is alive. How can I keep it inside?
I won't be quiet,
my God is alive. How can I keep it inside? I won't be quiet, my God is alive. How could I keep it inside? So
praise the Lord,
oh my soul.
Praise the Lord, oh my soul. My
rising, eyes are turning to you. We turn to you. Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you.
Oh, we long for you.
When we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us. Worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come out your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hear the sound of when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. We washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us. Worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come of your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus.
For those who need to go, we're going to pray the benediction, and we're going to continue to play out with praises rising, but I'm going to pray the benediction now. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great week.
Generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. No who gone before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb.
Yes, your name is the greatest.
Your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all,
and the angels cry. Creation cries,
holy,
you are lifted high,
holy,
you holy
forever. And if you've been forgiven,
and if you've been redeemed,
you sing the song forever to the Lamb. And if you walk in freedom,
and if you obey His name,
we sing the song forever to the Lamb.
We'll sing the song forever, and the angels cry. Creation's cry,
holy,
you are lifted high,
holy, holy forever.
Hear your people sing,
holy,
to the King of
holy forever.
Jesus,
your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name, it stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all power, your name stands above them all.
Jesus,
your name is the highest.
Your name
is the greatest.
Your
name, it stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions,
your name stands above them all, and the angels cry,
holy,
all creation cries,
holy,
you are lifted.
Holy,
are you holy forever?
the King of Kings.
Holy,
you will always be.
Holy,
holy forever.
You will always be.
Holy,
holy.